WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH News Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of the month means the Greenwich Real Estate Report. I am joined by Greenwich Association of Realtors 2019 President John McAtee and past President Joanne Erb. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for joining me. Welcome.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
That's very, very synchronized. Very good. All right. Now you guys were working together a while, it sounds like. All right. So sounds like we've had struggles the last few months, as we know, in the market. Looks like things are pretty good. Who wants to spread the good news?
Yes. This past month, we had 57 single-family residential closings, and compared to last year where we only had 54. So that was an increase, and we're enjoying that. The median sale price increased also from 1.9 this year from the 2018 of 1,575. And then the average days on market was substantial. It was only 139 days, and which was a decrease from 2. We had 12 closings this month as opposed to last May. There were 13, minor decrease. But the median sale price for the condos decreased to $667,500 from $1 million in May 2018. And days on market was 168, which was an increase of 107 days in May 2018. So, stronger housing market and month of May, and we're hoping it continues.
All right, so those are the numbers. John, thoughts behind the numbers?
Well, I think, as Joanne mentioned, 57 closings in May is a very solid May. It's in line with previous Mays and actually is slightly higher than May closings for the last 5 years. Nearly half of the 57 closings were over $2 million, which accounts for the strong median number.
Are we still behind, though?
We are behind. We have got off to a very slow start. The first quarter was as weak as we've seen in the past 7 years. So we anticipate spring markets to increase, and they have. And this is nice because they're consistent with markets traditional for the last 7 years. And though we're still off about 20% in unit volume year to date, Greenwich, Riverside, and Old Greenwich did particularly well and all had increases over last May's number in unit volume. And Riverside had its second best May in the last 5 years. And Old Greenwich has completely outperformed, and this has been a consistent topic, and it's up 24% year to date, and it's the only area which is actually year over year higher.
Okay, so it's been great there.
Yep.
Now, let me ask you, because we've talked about how things might be delayed. Were you expecting even better numbers, though, overall than we got this month? I shouldn't say in May.
I don't think we could expect stronger numbers. I mean, the May numbers were the strongest they've been in some time, and they're completely in line.
Mm-hmm.
As I believe you've touched upon, the first quarter is always weaker. There's been some pent-up demand. I believe that, with the budget now being a bill, that there was some uncertainty, and perhaps as people start to understand exactly what the components of that are, people can have the confidence to commit.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think a big component of it is the pricing. Month over month, we have had decrease in pricing. We are trying to find a market. Last May, or this past May, there were 154 properties that had price reductions, and that was the largest single month of price reductions in the last 7 years, followed by April with 151. We are up to 546 properties year to date that have had price reductions. It's an increase of 140%. There's fast approaching the 627 that we had for all of 2018. So the market is really understanding that buyers need to see value in the asking prices, and we are getting there. And in addition to that, we're also seeing the amount of discount month over month actually decreasing. So last year in May, the typical discount or price adjustment was over 11%, and this month it is a little bit less than 8%, and that has decreased month over month since the beginning of the year.
We're sort of starting to reach that equilibrium, it sounds mm-hmm. like. And Joanne, from a realtor standpoint, are the sellers too ambitious, or were they too ambitious about how much they wanted?
I think they were too ambitious. They, you know, they're thinking back the good old days, 2006, my house was worth this, and it's so many years later, it's got to be worth that or more. And they were unrealistic for this market.
How much would play into it, though, that maybe they didn't have to sell? So they were willing to say, listen, I'll take a shot here at a higher price.
They often say that. They often say, and they don't have to. I don't have to sell. But after being on the market for about 6 months and having to clean your house every showing, you know, having to be out of the house, the inconveniences, they suddenly become motivated. And then they need to kind of find where their house fits into that market. And the only way to do that is to decrease it and see that sweet spot where you suddenly get activity and bids. Because we're not seeing the so-called lowball bids, as John said. The accepted offers that we're seeing, the closing prices, are close to what the asking is. There isn't a big differential there.
Of the 57 closings that took place in this past month, and this is reflective of the days on market, which is the third lowest month that we've seen in the last 7 years as well, the discount margin from listing price to sales price is a little bit more than 6%, which is under the typical annual discount margin of 7 to 8%.
Looking at the closing days on market, was about half of what it was in May of last year, right? What do you expect now as we go into for the June numbers? Then, I mean, is it that June is traditionally things start to taper off, or what do you see coming
June
up this year?
June is still a significant component of the spring market. We would anticipate similar numbers to May. Hopefully, June and July both perform similarly, if not slightly ahead of where we are. Indicator of that is always the pending transactions. And those have been increasing month over month, and currently there are 68 single-family properties that are pended, and over half of those are over $2 million, which again will continue with that median average, and there are a hand few over $10 million and a number between $5 and $10 million, and we're seeing it straight across the price ranges.
On a micro level, this has not, to be kind, been a good weather week. has it been slow because of that?
Well, the weather can clearly affect it. We've had a little bit of a delay. We had late holiday seasons with a later Easter and school breaks. The weather has not been kind. But at some point, there is a segment of the market that has to buy property. And that's what we're really trying to encourage buyers to capitalize on. They are there right now. The buyers have great opportunity with significant inventory at very competitive pricing right now.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens as we go into next month and talk about the June numbers. I'm joined by 2019 GAR President John McAtee, past President Joanne Erb. Good to see you, Joanne. Been a while.
Yes, nice to see you, Tony.
All right, good to see you.
Always fun.
And that's our Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of each month. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
WGCH
Newsletter Time is 8:29. Top national internet.